Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Agents Dossier, episode 22. I am with some wonderful players. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Yesenia Alvarez, who has been brought back from the brink of death and hopefully will remain away from that brink for as long as possible.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, who is learning the limitations of what her skill can do outside of a hospital.
Hi, I'm Saint, and I'm playing Norman, who is currently living out an express nightmare that I literally wrote down on my character sheet, and I don't think I ever showed Wes, but somehow he nailed. So that's quite a moment.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, what? I didn't tell him that.
Well, I mean, you know, things happen in horror games. As long as it's not a trigger thing, like a real life trigger thing that's going to like bug you, then.
No. I just like, I wrote that down for Norman. I was like, oh yeah, he has this dream of waking up in one of those mortuary locker thingies or morgue lockers.
Yeah. Well, I'll put a pin in that for a minute. Oh. We'll get back to that after the recap. So you all made it back to town. A huge snowstorm has come in. As you were driving, you hit a little black ice and you slid into a car. You had to get out of the car and use cat litter to help get you out of the situation. Meanwhile, Robin noticed a really tall, slumped over creature on top of the building watching. It followed you to the morgue a good distance back. When you got in the morgue, you locked the door. You went downstairs. Jake shot at Saint, or shot at Norman. Luckily missed. And you all did about an hour and a half of surgery on Yesenia. She had a fever dream of a tunnel with a bunch of creatures eating bodies. She woke up, and a few moments later, the sound of the door breaking open upstairs was heard. Then you all jumped into the morgue guest drawers to hide. And that is where we're picking it up. This is a, as Saint has said, a real big fear for Norman. So I think Norman in particular needs to give me a resolve check.
Whew. That's both Saint and Norman sighing. Oh, I got an 88.
Oh,
we're changing the die.
Wait. Oh, you might not need dice.
Oh,
let's see what happens.
No.
Oh, you are so fucking lucky. You take 3 points, which means that you keep your mouth shut, but you're trembling. Just so you know, I rolled a 12-sided.
Jeez. Good. Thank you, gods.
So I got these new dice. This is actual stone.
Whoa.
They're very nice.
Nice and dangerous.
Yeah, they're... So, yeah, you're trembling.
3 points or 2 points?
3.
Okay, 357.
I mean, it was a critical fail, but I'm going to be nice. You hear what sounds to be nails or claws on marble floor, that clicking sound, and it walks into the room and you hear it stepping towards the drawers and you can hear it tapping on the walls, kind of making all this noise as it's looking around, and you can hear it breathing in deeply as it's sniffing. It smells blood, recent blood, fresh blood. It moves around the room for a little bit and then you hear it go back upstairs. How long do you wait before you get out of these
How long till sunrise?
About 7 hours.
Nope. We will freeze to motherfucking death.
Here, I got it. I got to get the hell out. But, like, I can wait, but it's maybe maximum, like, another 45 minutes before I'm going to need a break.
That's actually a long time.
I know. I was about to say that's really impressive.
I'm trained, but it's pain. It's all in pain. But we suffer to win. I don't know.
That was so hardcore.
We must suffer to get what we want. He's going to be covered in cold sweat when he comes out. Wait, am I the first one to break? Is everyone else going to wait?
Actually, let's do that. Everybody roll a resolve check to see who's the first person to break and how quickly it happens.
You got a 63 over my 60.
Okay.
89 over my 57. I am not liking my dice tonight.
I got a 16. Yeah, they were trying to get you. 89.
All right. So, yeah, you all don't do well.
Oh, no, I got 16.
You got 16, but I mean, oh, Yesenia, and you're not screwed. You're still in there. They're not. So let's see how many minutes they're able to hold out before they break. So about 10 minutes goes by, and finally the two of you hear them open the door and gasp, you know, air in as they get out of their drawers. And you're not sure if the creature has left the building yet. When you hear this, Norman, do you leave your hidey hole?
Yes, that's better than being in here another second. If we get eaten, we'll all get eaten together.
Oh, wow. Jake gets out. He goes, what the hell was that thing? I heard sounded like like some kind of bear.
Jake, you've got a monster problem.
Yeah, that that was, remember we said we were followed by a creature? I'm going to guess it was one of those creatures.
What do we do?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of
that's
thoughts
a very
in my
good
head.
Question.
Got a lot of hours before sunrise.
I mean, we got to ask ourselves, right? What do three boys in the woods have to do with that?
Are those bodies still here?
Yeah, they are.
Should we look at them again? I'm uncertain. I'm suggesting it, but I am uncertain.
I mean, I'm not sure what else we can find out from the boys. I mean, they're still alive. So it was obvious that the sheriff and the deputies did not want us to see something about where they found them or how they found them.
Didn't you guys get out there?
No. We went out to the woods. I don't know if that's where the boys got found because we had a little incident.
Yes, the whole surgery was because of those guys.
Well, should we try to escape town and get out of here?
More than likely, yes. But, I mean, guys, we need to be very careful because the dream that I had when I was unconscious was of those dog man creature leather things, whatever they are.
It's very descriptive.
They were in some tunnels and on top of a pile of corpses and they were eating the corpses.
You had that dream? That's terrible.
The horrible vision.
Yeah. And so we want to avoid any tunnels if we can. And
Definitely want to avoid tunnels. Out of character, apparently, and all my characters need to avoid tunnels forever. But we need to figure out what's going on with these boys.
Well, should we try to make it out to the site where they died? Look, you're all the professionals. I'm just a country mortician.
Look, there's more than likely to be more information that wasn't in the file that they gave us.
Should we try to go over to the police station and get the file?
That's what I'm thinking.
The wolf's den. Yeah, I do it electronically, but I guess power's just gone.
Too much to ask.
This is these kind of storms knock out our power all the time. That's not weird to me. What's weird to me is the whatever the hell came down into my and broke the door upstairs. That door is like solid oak and steel.
I would say most likely was solid oak and steel, but we're going to find out in a minute.
Right. And by any chance, is there another exit from this building that is...
Oh, yeah, there's an exit out back.
Is that where your car is?
Yes, my car is out back. But maybe we should go on foot. I know it's cold and everything, but with the way the roads are and everything, you're going to be doing 5 miles per hour anyway. It's up to you all. You're the professionals.
We literally just extracted bullets out of Yesenia.
Right. Oh, true.
Not to mention the fact that whatever was following us, it deals a hell of a lot better in the cold and the snow than we do.
All right, so let's go to my car. So I need stealth rolls because this thing is still, you hear it moving around the building, looking through all the rooms.
Got a 19.
Okay.
That is better. Thank you, dice.
Nervous.
What'd you get, Michelle?
What the?
Lucky 17. Oh, no. Well, you are injured.
I don't know. I am injured.
Also, you need new dice. Your dice are vanished.
I know. I know. That was my other set. I have to get a whole other set because these are not doing me.
Oh, damn. Jake right got me today. Jake got a 7.
Oh, my God. Cat burglar.
You just see a guy standing there with a bunch of cats he's stealing.
It's just like, Jake, what's going on?
You're making your way back towards the hallway. You're on the first floor. And it's dark except for your flashlights. And Yesenia hits one of those big metal trash can and knocks it over. And it reverberates through the whole building. And you hear, everyone's quiet for a second. And you can literally hear the creature upstairs stop moving and then start running towards downstairs.
I mean, we're booking it. We're booking it.
Rock it.
All right. Make athletics rolls for me, people.
Crap. I knew this was coming, but crap.
And Yesenia, you're at a negative 20.
Oh, my God.
Carol, well, that's fine. You're not the only one this time. I got a 47 over my 30.
Oh, as you said, 47, I got a 46 over my 30. That's cruel.
We've had a rough day.
Yeah, what's
that's all I got to say.
With the negative 20, that put me at a 40, and I rolled a 42.
Oh!
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Jake didn't make his roll either.
That's how this game is going today.
All of you are scrambling to get out, and this thing comes around the corner, and it's loping towards you quickly, like basically on all fours. And it's coming off the ground as it's coming very quickly. You do have your weapons with you. Why don't we do some shooting? Or would you like to shoot, or do you want to be run into?
Yes.
I think shooting's a good option.
I feel that's a better...
Okay. So just remember, at point blank, you get a bonus. So give me your rolls and let me know what you get.
I don't remember what gun I had.
I believe you have a pistol. I think Michelle...
I have two. I have a medium and a light.
Right.
And a knife and pepper spray.
I have no idea what I have. My character sheet says semi-automatic rifle, and I do not believe that was true.
I think you have a pistol.
Okay. Let's see how this spray and pray works.
I rolled a 74 under my 80.
Okay.
And it's a D10 for damage.
Yes, I believe it is.
Of course, because my dice betray me. It was only a 2 damage.
All right. So you hit it once. What about the other two?
I got a 7 under my 20, and what was it for damage? 4? 4-sided?
For a pistol, it's a 1d8.
I got a 21 under my, or on my 21.
So, do your damage.
Damage. Here we go. Guns. Pow, pow. Oh my gosh, I just got a 2.
So, let's see. So, you did 2. Michelle, you did how many?
2.
And wands.
I did 1.
So that's 5 points altogether.
That's like the fucking worst.
It's like we have toy guns. What are we going to shoot rubber bands at them?
I mean, the odds on us hitting are so low to begin with. And then like to do legit nothing. How does Jake do? Maybe Jake could do some damage.
True.
Tell me Jake has a shotgun.
No, he doesn't.
We're in luck that Jake didn't have a shotgun though.
Yeah, you are.
Oh yeah. True. Right. My face thanks you, Jake.
So, yes, he does hit. He does 2 points of damage.
What is happening?
This game is like, no, you die.
I found other 8-sided dice so I can have options. Rejecting that first one.
I mean, what are the odds that we all failed our athletics rolls, and we all succeeded on our firearms checks, and then we all rolled
terribly?
I mean,
what?
2, 2, 2, and 1. Just rude. So rude.
Exasperating.
All right. So this thing is still barreling at you. You hit it. It's coming towards you. And as it's getting closer, you're just seeing it in the light. So I'm going to roll a 4-sided die. Jake will be 4. Michelle, you'll be 1. Pooja, you will be 2. And Norman, you'll be 3. So let's see who he attacks. Or it attacks. It attacks. Who did I say one was? Jake, right? No, that's Michelle. Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, it sensed your
blood.
Your vulnerability there, yeah.
All right, so you can dodge.
Okay.
I hit unless you dodge.
I'm praying on those sutures right now.
I did not dodge.
This might be the end of Yesenia. So it hits you full bore, claws and all. How many hit points do you have?
5 right now.
You just take 4. It hits you and stumbles over. This gives you all a chance to react.
Can we... So aimed shot, does that...
That means next round you shoot. You don't have time for aim shot right now. But I will say you're point blank, so I'll give you a plus 20.
Great. Let's shoot this fucker again. More. Better at this time.
Better shooting. Let's changing out the team. Hold on.
Oh, thank God. That extra 20 did it because I got... That gives me a 41 and I rolled a 41.
Yesenia, roll resolve for me.
I did not make my resolve check.
Oh, no. I rolled a 41 on my 41 and I rolled an 8 for damage.
Resolve it up. I got a 37 under the 40. Thank you.
Excellent. What'd you roll, Norman, for damage?
7.
Ooh, you might have actually kind of hurt it a little. Oh. Kidding.
Oh, no. Are we all going to die?
Can you make a 50-50 roll for me, Michelle?
47.
You're shaken, not stirred. This thing's on top of you. It gets hit twice. It has dug its claws into your... It is rooting its snout around into your sutures, trying to find the gore to get the blood to start flowing so that it can partake in your flesh.
Can I shoot it?
Go ahead.
29 under my 80.
Okay.
And a whopping 3 damage.
Okay, so you shoot it, and with all the other damage that it's taken, it lets out this gasp, and its entire body weight just kind of lands on you, and it dies. And you feel like just your body is numb from the amount of shock it's been through.
I'm running straight towards you.
Yeah, we're coming. We're gonna get this thing off you.
Needles.
And also, you know, we're gonna draw you a bath of antiseptic.
Oh God, yeah. Just oh God, yeah. Just shower it over, just like the cat litter.
So you pull this creature off, and I'm gonna say that after you make this shot, you pass out, Yesenia, because that makes sense. She is bleeding, so you'll need to make a first aid roll again, Robin.
Okay, that's a 41 under my 60. Wow, what is up with all these 41s? I mean, yay, succeeding, so I'm not going to complain. Shh, I didn't complain.
You'll get a point back, Michelle, for when you wake up. Jacobs, what the fuck is that thing?
That's one of the things that followed us here.
See if Jake makes his... Actually, why don't the two of you also make a resolve check? Because that was very... Now that it's over and you're staring at the thing, Jake takes it in stride.
I don't make it.
I got a 16.
I got a 74 over my 60.
Okay. So you take 3 points. You're shining your light on this thing, and it is, like I said, probably if it stood straight up, 7 feet tall, really thick, brown, leathery skin, not human at all. Looks like bat wings almost, like that kind of consistency. Very bumpy, little hairs all over the place. It does not have any clothing on, and it's got a weird dog face. It's got a long snout with these curled up teeth, and it smells real bad.
Does it smell like shit?
Yes. What do you all want to do? What's the plan?
I'm unconscious, so...
Yeah, poor Yesenia. We gotta leave, and we gotta bring her somewhere remote, just slightly safer, I guess. Oh my gosh, we've barely been in this damn town. I'm thinking, Jake.
Like, we have legit been here like less than a day.
Yeah.
Is there a hospital nearby?
Well, yeah, there's a hospital about 5 miles from here. They have a generator, so they might have lights. Might be able to get word out to other people or something. I don't know.
Yesenia needs real help at this point.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go to the police station, but like, we're not going to make it. She's not going to make it.
We could go out to my house. I know that it at least we could hide there and maybe have a safe place until this storm blows over.
Do you have surgical equipment?
No, I don't. But I don't know. I'm worried about the hospital. I've seen a lot of zombie movies. It's usually the first place that it goes wrong.
Well, in this situation, it feels like it's already gone wrong.
True.
It went wrong here at the morgue.
All right, hospital. Let's fireman carry her out of here. Get her in the car. You guys get out there, and he's got like a Ford Escort. It's like not the biggest car in the world. And you put Yesenia in the front seat, and you drive off towards the hospital. I'm going to roll his driving. Okay. You start heading in, and you see a building with actual lights on. The snow is building up. It's going to be difficult to get out of here because of how much snow is falling. You're at the point where you still can drive, but the roads need to be cleared. I want a luck roll, and I think that Michelle should roll it because she's the one that has the bad luck. And we'll see if you're able to make it all the way to the hospital without the snow stopping you.
Yes, 36.
So you go and you make it to the emergency parking and you carry Yesenia in. There is a couple of doctors there. And they rush up, you know, looking her over. Do you just let them take her, or Robin, do you stick with them, or what do you do?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them. I'm a doctor. I've been treating her. I know her history. Yada, yada, yada. Med speak.
Speaking of med speak, give me a medicine roll.
Okay. That's a 52 under my 60.
Awesome. You tell them all the information. You make up some bullshit about probably some wild dog.
Hunters and wild animal and, you know, how it is in the snow and illegal poaching. And
so they're going to rush her into surgery with you. Now, it's going to take hours to do this. So do we just want to fast forward, or is there something during those hours that Norman would like to do? Why Jake and Robin are off dealing with Yesenia?
Yeah, I'm thinking practically, do we even have our stuff anymore? We're just out here, right? We don't have any.
You're just out there.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't want to separate.
They're in a surgery room, so unless you're going to
like sit in the waiting room.
Yeah, you can be in the waiting room, or do you want to try to contact anyone, or...
I'm rusty here. Since we've been just surviving for our lives, I'm like, okay, what can I even do anything right now? I mean, I am very curious if I've got any intel on this sheriff, you know, the whole cadre.
Why don't you make a computer's roll for me?
Okay, so I can get access to a computer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somewhere. Okay, yeah. Let's see if there's just... get anything from him. And let me see. Where's my computer science? There it is. Nice. 12. You know, lots of teens today. 12 under my 61.
Okay. So you start doing research, and Telltale, from what you can see on the internet, is much like, it doesn't say a lot about the police, but it does say that it has been the site of several murders over the years, and that the police chief, if you go back, has been here for longer than he looks old. Mm. So he's been here a long time.
Wow. And he appeared to be, if I recall, like in his 30s?
Like 35, 40 maybe.
Okay. And it looks like, how long has he been?
There's records back to like the 50s of deaths in this area, strange happenings.
And the sheriff shows up when? Like, he's been around
the 50s.
Oh, he's been, okay. He was an adult in the 50s and he looks like he's 30 now. Got it. Okay. Clearly big old red flags there. Can I, while I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, because, all right, we've encountered a few supernatural situations, obviously, by now. Would there be a chance that I might be able to discern, hey, what immortal or non-aging type of category is this? Like, I'm thinking, is this a werewolf, essentially? I'm trying to be fancy, but I want to know, can I see if there's...
A cult.
Yes, awesome. All right. And I've got 30 in a cult, so... I got a 22 under my 30.
Okay, so you do some more research, and you come across an article about a cannibalistic family in New Orleans from 2005, the DeMonts. There is a story in there about how locals say that the head of the DeMont family never seemed to age much, and they believed it was because they ate human flesh.
Interesting.
It's like one of those local pieces, but it's from Louisiana. It's from New Orleans.
What year?
2005.
Are there any, I'm pushing my luck. Are there any like pictures with this article? Any?
Oddly, no.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Well, I think that's all I can conceive of looking for alone without, you know, trying to get into too much trouble. Yes. Okay. I'm going to commit to the time skip now.
Okay. You get a good amount of information, though. There was some cannibalistic cult that lived in New Orleans, and there was stories about them in the newspaper that seemed redacted in a way. Seems like they've been changed around. It's almost like you would find them in the Globe, the global whatever, that hack.
Yeah, the tabloids.
The tabloids.
Weekly World News.
Weekly World News. So as an agent, you're wondering if this might be something that was dealt with by another cell of Delta Green.
Mm, okay.
So
I'll bring that back to the team.
All right. I need another surgery roll from Robin. This time you get a plus 40 because you're in a hospital and you're being helped by two other doctors.
Okay. That's a 54 under what is now an 80. So I'm very happy to have this assistance.
Okay. So surgery goes well and the rest of the night goes by because you're not going to be able to move her. I would imagine Norman probably relays all this stuff to Robin.
Yes.
Now, Robin, why don't you roll a foresight die and tell Michelle how many points Yesenia gets back?
3 points.
All right. Back to where I was before the thing attacked me.
Healing.
At least now you have the good drugs.
True.
Oh, man. The Weekly World News.
Yeah, they went digital.
What do you all want to do at this point? The reality is that Yesenia needs like a couple of days. She's not doing well. The storm has let up a little bit, but again, there's nothing but snow everywhere. So what's the plan?
We need to stay here at least another day for Yesenia's sake. But I also need to make sure that none of these people contact the sheriff, or chief, rather.
Comes to worse and this thing finds us here, perhaps we should have an exit plan. I want to ask if anyone has come in with similar injuries, but I'm not sure how to do that in a way that won't just immediately...
Why don't you give me a persuade roll?
Oh, yes. Okay. Ooh, I got a 36 under my 40, so...
So, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to kind of maybe not sidle up. Let's be appropriate. It's a hospital, not a bar.
So, saunter.
Saunter casually because I'm concerned with my friend. But maybe there's a nurse or nearby. Kind of seems like she's got some time. And I'm like, so crazy. My friend came in and she had basically, I mean, what looked like these. And I just describe it. I'm like, have you ever seen wounds like that before? Do people recover from those? I'm really worried.
Well, she's doing really well. I mean, for all the damage she's taking, it's like she's a tank. But she seems to be doing all right. But yeah, we get bear attacks a lot around here.
And do they, you know, are they out during the storms like that?
Can be. I mean, they're supposed to be hibernating right now, I guess. But maybe it's, I don't know, what attacked her? Were you around?
I came in at the end just to kind of carry her into the car and get her here. But they said it was some sort of hunting thing, and there was an animal involved at some point, which I got. But, you know, perhaps it was It was chaotic.
She leans over and kind of whispers and goes, there's a lot of weird stuff like this that happens.
I don't care to explain.
Well, you know those three brothers that were attacked?
I have been hearing about that.
Well, I know that I've seen them, at least I think I've seen them die a few times, and they keep coming back, but no one would believe me, so I've just kept my mouth shut.
You know, I believe you. Can I slip her my card?
She goes, okay, I'll give you a call if I see anything.
Yeah, I'm working on a story, and also my friend was genuinely attacked, so I have two reasons to be here. Thank you for the information. I'm going to go for it and blow this up because I don't think Norman or myself has any more good talking skills.
No problem.
Like, thank you.
Okay.
No, I should probably ask, how did they die? No, I walked away. Sorry, my bad.
You can ask.
Yeah, I come back. I'm like, okay, wait. Not to be disrespectful, but how have you... what do you mean you've seen them die multiple times?
They've been rushed in here at least four times. One time they got in a car wreck. All of them died 3 days later, walking around with no problem. We zipped them up in bags and sent them to the morgue, and they were okay.
Wow. Do they come in under the same name each time?
Each time. The Wright brothers, not the plain people.
Of course. Have you ever seen, and don't you, you know, I believe you, so please give me a benefit of the doubt. Have you ever seen maybe animal beasts in the forest?
No.
Me neither.
But I've seen damage like your friend, so...
As I definitely also haven't seen anything myself, but it strikes me that there might be something a bit more monstrous lurking out there. I mean...
It's possible. People have been acting real strange lately, ever since the last time they brought the Wright brothers in.
Are they covering it up? How is no one noticing the same three people coming in and dying all the time? Or is it just no one's talking about it?
No one's talking about it.
Ah, okay. Well, be careful out there. And I turn around for real this time because I don't want to monopolize this episode.
No, you did well.
This was so questions. You got all the information. This is perfect.
I mean, I could ask more stuff too. So I'm like, no, calm down. Be specific.
Well, there's only so much this person's going to know.
Right. Okay. We have the card. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. And your confidence is with me.
Do you want, you relay all this. Now, Yesenia's going to be knocked out for a day. Do we want to jump ahead in time-wise, or is there something else you two want to do, Robin and Norman, before Yesenia's back in action?
How long has Jake been working at this place?
Yeah, it's like you haven't noticed the same three...
So do you go and ask him?
Now I'm a little worried.
I feel like he is in his 60s. Did he just get transferred here that he doesn't notice that, like, the sheriff has been around forever? And there's these people who keep getting brought to the morgue.
Well, wait. Okay, here's the question. Are you asking Jake these questions or not?
Or are we discussing it?
Or are you just ranting about it out of earshot?
Well, first I'm ranting about it, and then I'm going to go approach Jake in a more, like, less confrontational and more, like, a way likely to get help and answers.
Yes. Yes. I approve of that as well. I guess I will, before you walk over there, I'm thinking, okay, I know I said I was like 60% sure that he wasn't hiding anything from us. It's now down to a good 45. Let's just get that on the record. But we are at a hospital, so he's probably not going to do anything here. Go ahead and ask questions. Honestly, I'm about to rile myself up. I'm just going to sit next to you, Sonia. That did not help.
Robin, what do you want to do?
I am going to go to Jake and I'm going to be like, man, Jake, I keep hearing this weird stuff around here.
Like?
Are you sure? Like, how long have you been working here?
I started in 82, so a while, about 40 years.
Hmm.
Why?
Because, Jake, you've had the same sheriff for the entire duration of your stay at this town.
I mean, not really. I mean, his son took over and they just look a lot alike.
Hmm.
Give me a psychotherapy roll.
Yeah.
I have a 10. This is terrible.
Let's try this. Ooh, okay.
Wait. No, I got an 88.
Ooh, a critical fail.
Oh, no. I got a 15 under my 30.
Okay. To Norman, he seems like he's absolutely telling the truth, like he believes what he's saying. To Robin, he seems like he's lying his ass off and hiding something.
I'm going to press forward and I'm going to say, you cannot tell me that you have worked here for 40 years and that you didn't notice that the same triplets are coming to you dead multiple times. Be straight with me.
I am. No, they only came in a few days ago after the whatever happened in the forest. Where are you getting this information?
And the other triplets that died in a car crash?
We only have one set of triplets, and they didn't die in a car crash, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man, we're going to be looking at more morgue records. Just more. That's Norman just mumbling to himself, like, okay. Robin, I'm calling you over, so hopefully he can't hear me saying this. I think there's something else happening to perhaps the non-involved in this town. He doesn't seem like he's lying. And I wouldn't put it past whatever's going on to have some sort of memory loss component.
Yeah, I guess that makes more sense. But like, really, he does seem like he's lying out of his ass to me.
I mean, it's the classic move is like, just pretend to be your own kid forever. The whole, that's like a trope at this point. It's amazing he fell for it. It's like, you know, genetics do mix each other up like a little bit. Like, it's the same eye color even.
I mean, literally the same person. Like
this, yeah. I don't, well.
Okay. So you're saying Jake is useless.
I think his information might not be useless, but him himself as a meat sack, yes, for now. We probably want to keep him alive, though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like I want to kill him. I just want to know what the hell is going on, like, so we can get the hell out of here.
Yes.
But the thing about the boys, and 3 days later, how many days out are we from when they got brought in this time?
I think it was like a week altogether. And remember, this is like the morning after you guys showed up. You've only been in town for 12 hours.
I know. That's why I was asking, because I was like, oh, if they died and we got the information and we're still within that 3 day period, but we're not.
Yeah, no. What's the plan? Do you want to do anything else before we jump forward or no?
I think we should release him for now.
I mean, yeah, like Jake, whatever, fine. I'm sorry I yelled at you, whatever, whatever. Like,
I wish I could help more. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jake, we might want to, if it's safe, stop by your office again to maybe just check on some more info, if that's okay, or take you up on that house.
I'm fine with helping with any way that I can. I want to know what's going on, too.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
And Norman, can you hack the hospital records?
Yeah. Just give me a little laptop. I got my own Ethernet cord.
Ethernet will travel.
Go ahead. Give me a roll.
Yes. Do something I've got a chance in. And, ooh, perfectly 61. What is happening? I'm feeling it.
The records in the hospital have been tampered with. The Wright brothers don't exist in the records at all for the hospital records. And there are lots of people who seem to have data missing from their files. It just straight up looks like stuff has been deleted, but not well. Not as well as you would have done it.
Is there any indication that I could perhaps see what, like, if it was coming from inside the hospital, essentially?
It's inside the hospital with you.
Yeah. Is it an administrator or is it someone from the outside hacking, basically?
I'm going to say it was definitely an administrator.
Okay. Yes. Very, very interesting. And the hospital staff remember what's going on. They're not forgetting. But
well, the one you talked to, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's
but true. Everyone seems to think that she's crazy.
Oh, didn't get that. Okay, yes.
Yeah, she said nobody listens to me. They don't believe what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought they were just being dismissive elitists.
That too, yeah.
Okay. You can be all...
You can be all of those things at once.
Oh, that's... Okay, that's actually... So we will need to talk to her again. Anyway, before I get into my own mind rant, let me relay all this information. There's shenanigans afoot in the records. And it looks like it's coming from somebody with administrative access, aka inside the hospital.
Well, I don't want to rock the boat too much while Yesenia is still...
Yeah, at their mercy.
On said boat?
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, we'll wait it out, and when we can all get out of here, we'll...
Okay.
Yes.
Poking holes.
We're going to stop it here because this is a good spot, because we're going to basically jump forward in time, let Yesenia heal up a bit. So this is a good place to end it. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun. You got a lot of information, so we'll be able to kind of jump in. Where can we find all you wonderful people? Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADESIGirl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play TTRPGs on Happy Jacks RPG occasionally, and it's probably OK's Twitch channel.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV, and that's SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's MICHULHU.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Platemail Games on Twitter. You know where to find everything else. You are wonderful people that help support the show, and we appreciate it greatly. We hope you're enjoying our Agents Dossier. I am amazed that Yesenia is still alive.
So am I.
To be honest, I really thought at this point all of them would have died. But we're still going. So next month we'll get together and see if that dying streak continues. Thank you so much for listening.
Not dying.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a Freudian slip.
I feel like your intentions were already clear. They didn't need to be clearer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I accidentally say something? So we'll see what happens next time on Agents Dossier. Have a great month. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.